This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We continue to follow breaking news. It's a North Texas connection to the United Healthcare CEO shooting.
And to explain the latest, here's KRLD's Kristen Yates.
26-year-old Luigi Mangione comes from wealth built up over the generations in Maryland. But we have learned his sister, in the course of her life, has made her way to Dallas. Maria Santa Mangione, we've learned, is a medical resident at UT Southwestern. Like her brother, she graduated from a prestigious institution, medical school at Vanderbilt. Luigi Mangione was taken into custody following a days-long manhunt spanning several states. The hunt for him following the murder of CEO Brian Thompson has led to a public outpouring of criticism against the U.S. healthcare system and even support for Mangione in some corners as a sort of anti-hero. From the 24-hour news center, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Like pouring salt into the wound of a bad season, the Dallas Cowboys had flashbacks to one of the most painful moments in franchise history. And a loss to the Bengals.
All right, here's the punt by Ryan Rako.
Oh, got it.
Ball is blocked.
Got it.
Oh, no, the Cowboys touch it. The Bengals are going to have the ball.
Oh, no.
You can't touch it when it's blocked beyond the line of scrimmage, and the Bengals are going to have it at the 45.
Oh, somewhere Leon Lett. Saying, I'm off the hook.
That's the exact play without the snow.
Oh, no. That did not just happen.
That did just happen.
Oh, my gosh. I feel for the guys. The Bengals got a 40-yard touchdown pass to take the lead with a minute left, and they beat the Cowboys 27-20. Dallas is now 5-8, and their playoff hopes all but dashed.
I'm Tristan Ryan. A tough one for Dallas last night, but even in the loss, Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy used his time at the podium to praise his team.
A lot of flow, ebb and flow to the game, but I just can't say enough about our guys. They just keep fighting, keep competing, and, they made one more play in week.
From the 24-hour news center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
This morning, now just days away from Christmas, Terrell is mourning the loss of Officer Jacob Candidoza. 28-year-old officer passed away after being shot multiple times in the head and face during a Sunday night traffic stop. He leaves behind a wife and a young daughter.
Wesley Shoemake says he lives near the scene of the shooting and wanted to join others in support of the department.
I just woke up this morning, surprised I didn't hear the sirens where I stay so close to the highway that this happened.
Candinoza had been with the Terrell Police Department since July 2024. Officer Candinoza's photo now sits at the front of his cruiser. He'd completed his basic peace officer course with the Dallas County Sheriff's Academy in August 2023. And completed 160 hours of field training with the Terrell Police Department in October.
That's NBC5's Candace Sweat.
A unanimous decision by the Louisville ISD School Board to shut down five elementary schools. That announcement was made at a public meeting last night. Parents in attendance didn't appear that shocked, but were certainly angry.
The school board does not care about our children. They care about money. We said we'd take this fight to Austin. They don't want to take it to Austin. They want to have it right here.
Board members pointed to declining enrollment and a decline in state funding, saying it was a choice they hoped they would never have to make. Louisville ISD is the latest to close and consolidate several schools. Richardson, Plano, Coppell, and Irving ISD have done the same recently.
Well, North Texas Congressman Michael Burgess announced just heartbreaking news on X. He lost his oldest daughter, Christine, over the weekend. He says she died in her sleep. No details about the cause. The Burgess family is asking for privacy. Burgess is retiring from the House. He didn't run for re-election. Brandon Gill is taking over his seat.
He's 73, Burgess is. $700 million for a single night's work. All he has to do is beat the ever-living tar out of Jake Paul in a rematch of their fight from AT&T Stadium. The offer comes from a Saudi prince who runs the Saudi General Entertainment Authority, or SGIGNUH. He offered Iron Mike that money for another fight, but this time it has to be a real fight. To claim the $700 million, Mike Tyson would have to knock out Jake Paul within 3 minutes. Honestly, I would pay good money to see someone knock out Jake Paul.
I would, too. So is he alleging that the first fight was not real?
Aren't we all alleging that?
I think there was a little bit of Jake Paul, like, holding back and not wanting to, and letting it ride on.
You think Jake Paul was holding back?
Absolutely.
Not Mike Tyson?
Absolutely.
Wow. The prevailing thought is that Mike Tyson was pulling his punches and holding back.
No. Mike Tyson had nothing. He was exhausted. Jake Paul was holding back. Jake Paul was the one that didn't want to knock Mike Tyson out. That's what I think.
How interesting.
After watching it. I watched the whole thing.
I did too.
Okay.
Didn't take long. It wasn't a very long fight.
Let's fight about it.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the station at DFW for market and business updates. We turn now to KRLD business analyst David Johnson.
Good morning, all. The obligatory Tuesday. We have a market that is moving without clear direction. But then again, that's what we've been seeing the last few days. The Dow Industrials average, if it opened right now, it'd be down 94 points. However, the S&P looks up 6, and the NASDAQ up 53. Maybe we're waiting on that inflation news that comes tomorrow. That'll be important. Maybe we're also waiting to see if another shoe drops. NVIDIA sort of led a lot of the market lower over the last couple of days because China is after them. They're an antitrust probe. And the sense is that may just be the beginning. This is the trade war that we've been hearing about that might come about because of some new changes that will take place. But China's 15% of their revenue, so it's hit that stock. And like I said, we want to see who's next. Meanwhile, the EU appears to be after Google. They're going after them pretty aggressively in an antitrust charge. Oracle's down 9% today. It was a triple play. They missed on earnings. They missed on revenues. And their guidance was terrible. It's the full Monty. The CEO, Larry Ellison, says all is calm and everything's fine. It's coming back. Market's not buying that. AutoZone missed on the top and the bottom line, but says it's getting better. They're catching a break, and the stock looks unchanged. Academy Sports missed very badly on their earnings that were out this morning. They are going to buy back $700 million worth of their stock, but that stock is trending a bit lower. Toll Brothers, no reward. They beat on the top and the bottom line. Their earnings estimates are in line, and that stock is trading lower. Crude's down 25 cents, $68.12. The price of gold's up $12.80, $26.98.60. And the 10-year rate, 4.23%. So that's back up a little bit. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's now 7:26 of News Radio 1080 KRLD. And we're inviting you to join KRLD in the fight against hunger with the North Texas Food Bank by donating to our virtual food drive. Sarah Burns is with the North Texas Food Bank.
So the North Texas Food Bank is definitely on a mission to help North Texas become hunger-free and healthy. So we work on distributing as much nutritious food as possible. The great thing about this virtual food drive through KRLD is that participants can go on the website and select already chosen canned food and shelf-stable food and even fresh foods distribution that are nutritious.
Honestly, we have made this so easy. I love this opportunity to help feed the North Texas community that is in need. It's so simple. Just go to krld.com. You can do it right there on your mobile device. Just open up your browser on your phone. Go to krld.com. Look for the story there about our food drive. And there's a link in that story. Click that link and it'll take you right to the menu of different, shelf stable foods that you can buy, canned food items that you can buy. You don't need to deliver them. You don't need to distribute them. All you need to do is pick which ones you want to buy and pay for them. That's it. It's so simple to do. Just go to krld.com.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit krld.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.